Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan McGinn. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan McGinn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brock Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Staub moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGinn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGinn hits a pop-up towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Santo moves to third. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGinn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Santo scores. It's Expos, 1, Cubs, 1. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a line drive into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pappas. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Pappas steals second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger bunts towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Pappas moves to third. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Pappas scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. Williams reaches second base with a double. Beckert scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ferry. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Canizaro bunts towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pappas strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McGinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt is hit by the pitch. McGinn moves to second. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 2 in the game. Day hits a line drive into center field. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. McGinn scores. Hunt moves to third. Day moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Staub reaches second base with a double. Hunt scores. Day scores. It's Expos, 4, Cubs, 4. Ray Newman now pitching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Staub moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fairley strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Ron Woods pinch hits for Jim Ferry. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing left field. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Claude Raymond now pitching. Stan Swanson now playing left field. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Williams moves to third. It's 5-4, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. One out. It's 6-4, Cubs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. There goes Pepitone. The throw from Bateman to Wine, and Pepitone is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-2 in the game. Wine hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Raymond, and towards Wine, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raymond fires to first and picks off Kessinger. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Coco LaBoy pinch hits for Boots Day. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Coco LaBoy now playing third base. Bob Bailey now playing left field. Stan Swanson now playing center field. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Swanson. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Bateman and he is out, LaBoy applying the tag. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Santo. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Santo steals second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Hickman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Santo trying to get to home. Stogg throws the ball into Bateman who tags Santo who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella pinch hits for Ron Fairley. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Mayshore pinch hits for Claude Raymond. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 4. The Cubs will come to bat. John Bacabella now playing first base. Howie Reed now pitching. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davis bunts towards short. Winefields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Canizaro takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Ray Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman bunts for an out. Canizaro moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Canizaro scores. Newman moves to third. It's 7-4, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Winefields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Newman scores. Kessinger moves to second. It's 8-4, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 3 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.